The concept is basically to remove the men instead of removing the woman and the family, the children. We're very concerned about what children normalise as behaviour, and so to make their life as normal as possible is important.
What kind of results are you getting from this approach of actually concentrating on the men rather than getting the women and kids out of the situation?
Remembering it's early intervention and remembering it's only 12 months data that I've had evaluated, the results have been really good. 93% of the men that have gone through the home and gone through the counselling have not reoffended or come to police attention again, or the woman hasn't called for help from the police, whereas before 32% of the men had several incidents before.
Would this approach work in the Pacific Islands, do you think?
Yes, I think one of the men on my governance team, Dr. David Kadaya, who's a leading psychiatrist in Australasia, also sits on another board of Safe Men, Safe Families, and that's a Pacific-led one. And I think the cultural part of any counselling services has got to recognise where people come from and what in their head is normal. And so he's had great success. And his concept is starting the counselling cycle with looking into what's normal for you in your home. And in his program, the man only graduates from the program when the wife says, "I am comfortable to live with him," and I give him a patch to say, you know, "You are reformed now."
But not everyone agrees with this idea of concentrating on the men involved in domestic abuse. Shamima Ali, director of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre, is sceptical about this scheme working in the Pacific.
I am sceptical because it doesn't happen just like that. We have worked in this area for over 30 years. We have looked at all the evidence-based research, the papers, everything that has been done on this, and the rights-based approach that should be taken, and so on. So there is nowhere which shows that this kind of thing has worked. In fact, it takes years, and I have worked with men who are violent and so on. It takes a very long time for them to change totally. You know, it's a step-by-step thing. So while people rate as success the change in behavior as far as physical abuse of punching and kicking and slapping and stabbing and so on is concerned, that might stop. But there are other things, you know, if you look at it holistically, and that is coercive control, there is emotional and psychological abuse, and often with this kind of man, those things still continue to happen. So that is why I am skeptical, and I must admit I don't know enough about the program, but from what I have read of it, I believe it is too short a time to say this is successful.
On the surface of it, it sounds attractive. Why should the woman be expected to pack herself and the kids up and go to a refuge or a safe house and leave the man at home? Why not take the man out of the situation? That seems like a reasonable thing to do, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. But then once you put them in a refuge, then, you know, then I believe that, that these men need to go through the criminal system also. So it is good that they have, it's not good, but I think this is one way that people are thinking that, put him in a place and then counsel and so on. But I still think that it has to be done through the criminal justice system.
Do men involved in domestic abuse respond well to counselling?
Not at all, Bruce, not at all. And it's not counselling. I call it a re-education of the mind, because these men, and it's not anger management, because men who are horribly violent towards their wives are often not violent to other people. So they manage to control their anger otherwise, but only because it's a gendered crime. It's gendered violence. You know, it's because of the gender inequalities and so on. So these men, actually, there's a belief system in them that believes that women are their inferiors, that they have a strong sense of entitlement, that this is mine by right. I own her, and I can do whatever I want to with her, and she is in my control.